Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. Petey the Motivator and American Rebel. And you know what? I'm sorry, I'm out of breath here. I chased someone off from our parking lot. But anyway, you know, I take things in regards to politics. And I put things in the form of, in the mindset of, you know, my human rehab, which is life coaching. Okay, so therefore, I take it in the form of taking patterns and taking history and what's going on and what works and what doesn't work. And I put in the mindset so it relates to you, so you know what's going on. So you know it's not purely part of a bias. It's not purely part of bias. Now, yes, I am biased in a way, possibly, of that I am Republican and I do believe in America that is for human achievement. And rewarding achievement, and rewarding productivity, and not big government, because it's never worked. Again, because it's never worked outside the real world out there. You know, people think it's tried, but it hasn't. But the thing is that you know, I try to put it in a way so it relates to you in regards to you know how it relates to human behavior, basically. And so this is not only an American rebel, but this is also it's also a human rehab video podcast as well. So what I want to talk to you real quickly about is what's called a perfect crime. Now, everyone knows, most people don't know, everyone should know that there's no such thing as a perfect crime. No matter how much you try to hide what's going on in regards to your crime and in regards to make a crime not stick to you, there's always something that comes back at you. There's always something that comes back at you. Somehow you miss one little detail. You may have gone through the whole thing. You may have gone through the whole detail of everything, but you don't you miss a detail, a small little detail that sticks. And that small little detail, that one little small little detail can nail you. It can nail you and point it right directly to you. It's like a homing device put on you. And the thing is, and no matter what it is, if you're having an affair with somebody, okay, and you've got it all lined up. Your wife or your girlfriend doesn't know about it, and you're going off. And no, I didn't. No, folks, I do not know this by own personal experience. Okay, with what of doing it, just to put that to your attention. Okay, oh, he knew this. No, I. It's just an example. Okay, but anyway. It's a perfect sentence. You know, you think you've talked to your wife. You fooled your wife that you're going to be going into work, and you're going into work late because work is picked up, okay? And you need to spend a little more time at work. You have someone covering you, your phone. You have your phone all set up. So, what's going on in regards to things? You have everything all set. If she wants to look at your phone to see who you have your phone all set up so that she can't see what you're actually doing. And then, lo and behold, you go over and you continue to see this woman or guy over and over and again. Right behind your spouse or lover's back, and you think that you're being cute. You think you're being slick, and you got almost all bases covered. But the fact is, it just so happens that someone saw you. No matter how careful you were, someone saw you go into. And someone that you know and that your wife or spouse knows, wife or significant other, or wife or husband or significant other knows, saw you a number of times with a certain person that was not your spouse or your lover. And they saw you. No matter, and you were careful and all that, but these people, someone saw you and they talked to your lover or your spouse. Now, if it weren't for the fact that you weren't, that you were, if it weren't for the fact that person saw you, it would be fine. But the thing is, you went out and someone saw you a couple times, and one time they even saw you kiss that person and grab that person. instead of, and it wasn't their friend or your spouse, that who was your spouse or lover. Now all of a sudden, bing, 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 there's that thing that points right out there, and it's not a perfect crime anymore. Why? Because you overlooked something. You got a little cocky. You know, one of my favorite shows was Columbo. Okay, now for all you younger generation, you don't know what Columbo is. But for all you older generation, you know who I'm talking about. It was a TV show. It was basically a mini series. It was more of a mini series. And basically a TV mini series. It was about Peter Falk, who played Columbo, Lieutenant Columbo, and he was a short guy. He was probably about a shorter guy. He wasn't that tall. Disheveled hair a little bit. Always had a raincoat or trench coat on him. And the premise of the show was you saw the crime being done and planned and done and planned and committed before Columbo came into place. Not like where a detective would walk into like SVU or whatever, would walk into it and see a crime or any of those crime shows. No, this one was they committed a crime. You see the people plan it. You see the people commit the crime. And then when the crime, that's for just a small part of the show. Then all of a sudden, Lieutenant Columbo walks in. And you see how, and before that, you see how meticulous these people are about trying to cover up their crime, to cover up what they're doing so it doesn't come back at them. Okay? And they think they got it perfectly set, right? No matter what it was, from a conductor TV producer. I mean, there was a whole bunch of people, you know, agent. I mean, it was just there, a number of them. And basically what would happen is Columbo would walk in there with his trench coat, lazy eye, because we know Peter Falk had a glass eye and disheveled hair a little bit. And, you know, he would go out. And what he would do then is he would go out and go to the murder site. And he may not have an idea. He'd walk into the murder site. And then the one little thing that didn't make sense, through the whole thing. Everything looked good to whatever the person wanted to be, like a suicide or whatever the case may be, or a murder or whatever, outside murder, something like that. It would look all like that, but there would be one little piece of evidence that stuck out. One little piece of evidence that one little eye saw. And he would see this piece of evidence. Now, he may not know who did it right away, but he knows the piece of evidence that stuck out. And then he'd meet the main person that committed the crime. And right then and there, he would know who did it. Right then and there, bam, he knew. And he would stick with him like glue. The person would say, foolishly, let me know whether there's anything I could do, and I'll be able to help out. Let me know if there's anything you could do, I'll be more than happy to help out. Okay. So guess what? He follows him. He talks to him. He points out the one little thing, and another little thing, and another little thing, and another little thing that he finds out, and another little thing. All these little things he's finding out, they're inconsistent, and he's putting them past. He's putting it past the murderer, and the murderer then sometimes goes over and tries to fix it, or he tries not to fix it, or blows it off. And in the end, Columbo makes the person, you know, admit they did it and walk away. In almost all cases, Columbo never was shot or attacked. They admitted the crime and the police got him. Okay? And that was it. So there's no perfect crime. Well, we have an example of this right now. We have an example of an illicit affair or a murder of some sort like Columbo happened. And that's what's called the 2020 election. This is where I come into play, where I talk about things. And basically what it is, is we have an election. Election that doesn't make sense. An election that doesn't make sense. It doesn't add, nothing adds up. Biden, Joe Biden wins, is so-called, has won the presidency. So-called won the presidency. Yet, all these little things and all these little voter fraud inconsistencies in all these small counties add up to a thing, add up to, in many states, add up to a case that the bigger picture that some people and a number of people colluded together to create a voter fraud to put Joe Biden in the White House. It's inescapable. The Joe Biden is, and you know, the obvious facts. Joe Biden never really left during the coronavirus thing. He never really did any kind of campaigning. He never did any canvassing. He basically stuck in his place in Connecticut or wherever his bunker was, and he went out and whenever he had a rally, there wasn't that many people at the rally. There wasn't. On top of that, a majority of these voters. Were the votes that Biden won a lot by were mail-in votes, mail-in voter fraud, where basically that, you know, when you go in to vote, you have to show two forms of ID or a form of ID in order to get your ballot. So it verifies who you are. And so therefore, a majority of these votes is from the mail-in votes. Created again by the hysteria, by not only by Corona, but by the hysteria created by Joe Biden saying do a mail-in vote instead of walking in and doing a vote yourself. And so therefore, the low rejection rates, the low scrutiny, the low validation of authorization of who, if they're real votes in all those states and all those counties, all these little things add up that this is not a perfect crime. And it points directly at Biden. It points directly at the Democrats. And it points directly at other people that are affiliated with him. Yet there's a cover-up. Not only by the people that are doing it, by the press too, that are trying to cover it up too. To put it down. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, that's a problem. It's not a perfect crime. It is evident that this election was stolen and this election was rigged. It is evident. And it is clearly evident that everyone is going to, from the media to whatever, is trying to actually hide these election results of who won the election completely, really. And therefore, they don't see, and by doing so, they walk around like they've won and that they're setting things up and that type of thing. But the point is, the reason why this is still sticking around, see, the funny thing is this, and I'll point out to you in this way. When Hillary lost against Trump, okay, it was a sloppy crime. That was not even a perfect crime. That was a sloppy crime. Her crap was everywhere. Her corruption was everywhere. I mean, her fingerprints were on everything. That's the exact reason in my book why she didn't pursue a recount or whatever the case may be. She accepted the outcome. And also too, for the main fact, the other advisors probably advised her to do it too. I mean, that was just a sloppy crime. I mean, forget it. I mean, and coming from the words on her mouth on it, I mean, man, I'm telling you, Hillary could have done it. Hillary could have gone through this whole thing that Trump's doing. But if they would have dug deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, they would have dug into her chicanery or her thing about the Trump, Russia collusion and other stuff, and her hands would have been, she would have looked so dirty, it would have been like pig pen of peanuts. That's exactly what she would look like. The dirt would be everywhere, flying everywhere, just following, the dust following her wherever she goes. And you're laughing at that one. I think that's kind of funny analogy, isn't it? But anyway, you know, but the thing was, but now we have a perfect crime that Trump lost. Now Trump, you know, doesn't like to lose. I admit the guy doesn't like to. And the thing is, if by chance that Biden would have won in statistic-wise and whatever, then I would have not contest. I would have said, okay, Biden won. Just like when Barack Obama won, even though I disliked Obama for what his policies were, and I know the thief and crook he was, he had the backing. He had the votes. He had the votes. He did the work. He went out. Everything. So therefore, and he had the popularity. We know that there was not a doubt that Obama won, no doubt. But when Biden won, it's a totally different situation. Because all the small little things that pop up point directly to Biden or the Democratic Party trying to make Biden president. All working together to keep Biden president, make Biden president. And the point is, in regards to all that, is that it's not a perfect crime. And it's questioned, and the reason why this election is more questionable than others is because there's so much evidence, small little evidence, concentrated in one state, in one big thing. So much small little evidence that sticks that are in small key states everywhere, small key counties. Maybe not the state, but the counties. Of some of these states, highly congested, highly resided counties, the ones where most of the counties lot people are, and so therefore it's basically very, very, very not only not feasible, but statistically not equitable, not realized that Biden won the election. That's why we're contesting this election so much. That's why Trump is contesting the election. That's why we, the American people, America first, are contesting this election, because it is not a perfect crime. It is far from it. But they're treating it like it is because in collusion with the press and everyone else, trying to cover things up so that they can have Biden as president. And here is the main point of what I'm trying to say in regards to perfect crime. The more you try to do a perfect crime and then try to hide anything, go back and backtrack and go back and hide traces of your perfect crime and try to cover it up, the more it comes back at you, stronger and stronger and stronger. Just like in Colombo, when those people go back and he said, oh, this one little thing, and then they go back and they try to fix that one little thing, that just got him. They just got them going. They just got them more. They made themselves look just as more guilty than ever. And that they were the crook or they were the murderer. It's the same thing here. The more the press tries to not cover it. The more people in the different counties try to cover something up. The more it's evident that this is a crime. And that needs to be investigated. It needs to be and have it done now, not later. Now, not wait till Biden's present, because then the whole admission is thrown out. Do it now while he's not present, and get this fixed up now and straightened out now if Biden becomes president, so that we know for sure what's going on. Many people don't want this to happen. Many people want this perfect crime to go through. But the point is, the fight for this crime, to keep and cover up for this crime, the more they cover up, the more it sticks to them, the more it sticks to them. And that is a problem for them, and more of a thing for us. The only problem is, are you going to be foolish enough to accept the cover up? Or are you going to be smart enough to say, this is fishy and we should be covering this? That's my point. Because if you feel that Biden won, you're one of the stupid, gullible, very unintelligent people that the press and everyone wants you to be by accepting this and pushing it forward and pushing Biden forward when this crime is, it's a crime that is coming back to, the evidence is coming more and more back to hit Biden. Even if judges or the senators or whatever, judges or governors, or whatever, try to hide it, it's there. And when it comes to this, when it's all said and done, either the perfect crime will be happen and there will be investigation, or Donald Trump may just pull up the biggest upset in American history, one of the biggest upsets in American history, in reclaiming the presidency for another 4 years. Who knows? But the point is, we know this is not a perfect crime. We know the little things. And I'm pointing them out to you as American Rebel on my American Rebel Facebook page and on Parler. Check out Parler, Mr. Petey, Mr. Petey Motivator, American Rebel, and then Peter Katie Crane, Facebook, Peter K, like kite, but capital K, DeCrane, in Facebook. And then go to American Rebel. Then when you friend me, I'll put you as American Rebel as a friend. And then I could put you in there, and you can see all the incredible stuff that I'm finding, and then you will be like shocked to see it. But anyway, that's it. There's no perfect crime, and remember, whenever someone thinks a perfect crime, they try to cover it up. What the little things that are there, the more they implicate themselves. It's just the way it is, folks. It's just a matter of if the crooks. Are going to get away with it. It's just a matter of if the crooks are going to get away with it. Anyway, that's it. This is Mr. Petey Motivator. Like always, let's keep on trucking. Let's keep on going for America first. Beat America first. From now until we can figure out the mess of this voting situation is, and then whoever's president, it's America first, baby. Speak out. Go against all these. Let's let these liberal, progressive, oppressors, communistic oppressors, fascists not getting away with thinking that they're getting away with a perfect crime, and let's let them know that for sure, that what we know exactly what they're into and what they're doing, and let's let them know how unhappy we are, either by going out, if you can, going out and protesting, and go out and thousands and rallies and protests, or if just on your car or whatever, protesting, going out to people's home, going out to the rallies, going out, coming together all as one people, because like I said, there's more of us than more of them. There's far more of us who want a real America and Trump supporters than there are them. So let's go ahead and let's show support for this guy, that this president, that even though he's not perfect in what he says and speaks and tweets, he's perfect and he's good. He has fought for us, for the America, the true America, from day one since he's been president. Okay, so go out, protest, rally, if you can, thousands and thousands. Let's make these people know that we are not going away. We're not going to give them a moment's peace. If you go to their speaking events, if Biden is president, then you know what you do. Then go out, go to his inauguration, sneak into his inauguration, go to the speaking events, go to Kamala Harris where she speaks, and then Pelosi and all those people and everyone like him, and go there and just pretend to be with them like them, and then right in the middle of them saying, go a couple say America first, and then make a scene, and then if you can get out, then just get, don't put up a fight, walk out and let the rest of you stay silent. And then after a certain period of time where the person feels that they're safe, Biden, Harris, whoever they be, then hit them again with America first. And let's just keep it up and do that two or three times. It's going to fluster and piss them off. And it'll let them know that we are not going to take this laying down. We are not going to take this perfect. We're not going to accept this perfect crime, and we're going to let you know it. We're going to be in your face each and every single time. And then if you can't do that, like you're like me, hey, I'm your servant here, the American rebel, and I'm going to point out, keep putting stuff out for you, putting stuff out that other people are putting out, and just let you know what's going on. And hopefully we can, and then no matter what the outcome is, we will actually, you know, you will know, and we will have some fun putting it out there and letting you know too. And let's just let them know, flood Bidens, flood Harris's, flood Schumer's, flood AOC's, flood all the liberal left progressive oppressors, and let them know that we are not going to let them get away with this perfect crime. Do it on their websites, do it on their Twitters, do it on their Facebook page, do it wherever, and flood their phone calls, flood them with letters. Let's let these bastards know that we're not going to put up with it, and we're not going to give up America first. We're not going to give up the true America first. In doing so, we'll keep up the fight no matter what the end of this election is. And if push comes to shove, and Biden is elected, if Biden is not elected, then we put it towards them. To them, if it's Biden is elected, then heck, we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna get in his face. We're gonna get on his internet and blow it up. And we're gonna let him know. You may have gotten away with the perfect crime a little bit, but we know that you didn't what you did, and we're not going to let you get away with it. We will let you know. We'll be that little note that you're looking at and looking at your mail, and then all of a sudden you see a little note saying, "I know what you did last summer. I know what you did last November." This is Mr. Petey, motivator, American rebel. Good night. God bless. And remember, not only in human rehab, you can make the best life possible, best day possible, like man Adrian say. Make the best life, the best world for you, and for the American rebel, the best nation possible, the best nation country possible, and maintain it is the best country possible by real American standards. Peace out. God bless, and have a great night.